News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Shane Herity. He's the Cisco Managing Director for Ireland and Scotland. Shane, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby. Delighted to be with you today.
Great. Now we'll bring you back a few years, if we can, Shane, to start us off. You're from Rathfarnham, but you were involved in a family business, a post office and supermarket in Harmonstown. So was business always there going to be something that you were going to get involved in?
Yeah, Dad had a post office and supermarket out in Harmonstown, and actually I was attending DCU, so it worked very well for me, Bobby. I was able to pop down in between classes and help Mum and Dad out. It was great to see, the real work spirit and etiquette and the place you had in the community, Bobby. The old corner shop and post office, and the people you got to build relations with. It was a fantastic experience for me.
Yeah, and that never leaves you, particularly if you're, a family business, if you're right there and people are, as they say, counting money on the kitchen table and all those things that happen. It actually does. So after DCU then, your first career, I think, was in sales, ITG, John Nagle and Morris Healy. They must have been interesting days.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Bobby. As you said, I finished DCU and an opportunity came up to join ITG. And ITG were in the day, a very exciting Irish startup and had many different business units. But I was in the telephony sales unit and, selling key systems into small and medium businesses across the Dublin area, that was certainly a great learning ground for me, Bobby, because as a new company, we didn't have existing customers. So it was really going out on a daily basis, cold calling and looking to develop opportunity, I remember one mentor advised me to look for skips and scaffolding, because that always meant somebody was moving in or moving out. it's one that has stayed with me, for years.
It's so true. And again, that sort of cold selling, it really toughens you up for stuff that comes your way in later years, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If the worst thing that somebody says to you that they're not interested at that time, you move on and you look for somebody that is.
Yeah. Tell us about Siemens then, before you found a route to Cisco, your current employment. What did you do there?
Yeah, well, actually, interestingly enough, I joined Siemens initially to sell Cisco. So Siemens were and still are a Cisco partner and Cisco reseller. So I joined selling Cisco equipment to customers in Ireland. But then I transitioned into the indirect selling with Siemens, where Siemens had launched a new telephony platform, and I was given the opportunity to actually introduce the product into Ireland and then acquire resellers and drive the product sales across the country, which was a fantastic experience for me early in my career, and very, very grateful to Siemens for that opportunity.
Okay, so you've been 17 years at Cisco, Shane. Some of those years were overseas. Where did you work abroad for the company?
Yeah, so I'm literally just come back, Bobby. So I was away for 10 and a half years. I'm based out of Qatar. We lived in Doha. So myself and my wife, and at the time our 3-month-old daughter Holly, we went out on a journey to Doha, and we ended up staying over 10 years, and it was a phenomenal experience for us as a family.
Wow! So big changes now, and interesting the way, I suppose, the business works. So if you develop, manufacture, and sell, I suppose, networking and telecommunications, if you look at how we use our phones over the last 15 years and, switchboards and all that earlier stuff that you would have had, it's changed massively, hasn't it, the business?
Incredibly. And Bobby, that change is only going to accelerate and continue. If you look at today, we've got 20 billion devices are connected to the internet today. By 2023, that will have increased by 50%. So we're looking at 29 to 30 billion devices will be connected to the internet in just 2 years' time.
Right? Wow.
Then add to that you know, the applications that are going to drive those devices, we're anticipating in the region of 500 million new applications are going to be developed to serve and to sell and to drive all of those devices that will connect to the internet.
Well, so where does this end then, Shane? Just what's the net result of all that? Like, will everything just happen through a device that every person has and that's it? You'll go around with your device and you'll almost become interchangeable.
Well, for me, Bobby, I think that the value that technology will deliver is ease of access, right? And, you know, bringing the service closer to you. But I'd never look for technology to replace the human interaction. And, you know, the last 18 months has clearly showed to all of us as human beings that, you know, we miss the human interaction and the ability to meet with individuals. But certainly technology can and will improve and enhance certain areas, you know, in the last year. You know, telehealth, Bobby, in the last year has increased by 50%. It's not a new trend. It was trending. But, you know, driven by the pandemic, it's increased by 50%.
Wow.
1.2 billion children moved to remote learning, and a lot didn't miss out on a lot of learning because they were able to do it remotely and through technology. So there's definite, you know, benefits that will come from the increased digitization of all of our countries.
But what about the sort of, I suppose it's the current elephant in the room, Shane, cybersecurity? Like that is the new crime that we all really need to be, you know, and I was reading a piece there last week again about how crime has changed and that, you know, you're much more likely to be a victim of crime if you tap on a stray link than a guy breaking down your back door. It's just where cybersecurity really is front and central as we speak.
Absolutely. And Bobby, it should be. Right? You know, it's always been a priority for organizations. It now has to be top priority. You know, for us in Cisco, if we're developing new products, our portfolio, the first thought is the security, and then we build a product around it. It's not build a product and as an afterthought, how do we secure it? But for me, you know, when you look at cyber crime, with the transition to a distributed workforce and distributed everything, cybercrime actually has increased by 40% in the last 18 months.
Right.
And it is very important that organizations do prioritize a security strategy, and that needs to be end-to-end, right? And as I said, I did a business degree, Bobby. I'm not the engineer, so I like to try and simplify security because it is
my
a
type
very,
of man.
It is a very, it is a very complicated subject. But if I was advising businesses out there, I would look at four key areas, right? The user that connects to your organization, the device that they will use for that connection, the applications that they will use once they're connected, and also look at the location from where they are connecting.
Yeah.
Right. So pre-pandemic, that all happened in the office. It was still complex, but it was in a controlled environment. Now you've got people connecting from home. Some people are, you know, sharing accommodation. You could have two or three people in the kitchen all working for different companies connecting over the same Wi-Fi access point.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to have a consideration for that. Not every business can give, you know, people when they're working at home a dedicated laptop. So now people use personal devices as well as corporate devices to connect. And as the obvious one, people are now connecting from home, out in the park. When the coffee shops are open, Bobby, they're connecting from the coffee shops. So you have to have consideration about how to enable people to connect securely, irrespective of where they're located.
Okay, well, look, it's a fascinating career you've had, Shane. And indeed,
you
know, some of the topics that you discuss, cybersecurity particularly, all things we need to be really, really mindful of. We
Absolutely.
Wish you well in your endeavours and good luck with that. Shane Herity there, the Cisco Managing Director for Ireland and Scotland.